This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. According to YouTube, more than 500 hours of content are uploaded to that site every single minute of every single day. So some of that content, just on the law of averages, is going to run afoul of some law or another. And often that law is copyright law. Instead of hiring tens of thousands of people to manually check all that uploaded content for copyright infringement, YouTube has come up with a technical solution. It's called Content ID that checks for copyrighted material, including music, on the site. And that has created some friction between YouTubers who create content to teach people how to play musical instruments and independent musicians. Marketplace's Peter Balanon Rosen dug into that.
Hop onto YouTube to learn how to play guitar, and you'll hear a lot of this.
If you're a beginner metal guitar player, then this video is for you.
All right, guys, in this video, I'm going to show you five famous riffs that are
actually... stand solos that aren't very difficult to play.
Scratch the surface of these channels, and you'll hear folks riffing on something else.
Music publishers to agree to release their copyright strikes on my videos.
Algorithm and the Content ID.
YouTube's copyright rules.
That last voice belongs to Rob Jones. He runs the YouTube channel The Guitar Manifesto, where he reviews and builds guitars and demos famous riffs. He says in recent years, Content ID has flagged a slew of his videos on behalf of major labels, even though he's playing the riffs himself.
Literally playing riffs, yeah. I could play 10 seconds, I could play 30 seconds, not even with any background music, just a guitar on its own.
Jones has over 20,000 followers and makes money from his channel. But when YouTube flags one of his videos, copyright holders, generally record labels, have a choice. Take his video down or divert the revenue it generates to themselves. So he earns nothing.
I did a bass guitar review and I played Africa by Toto. Just a little dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Then the video got demonetized.
Now, Content ID doesn't flag every check out this riff video. There are still plenty online. But last year, YouTube videos caught the system's attention 1.5 billion times.
Content ID is incredibly powerful. It can run around YouTube and claim a whole bunch of stuff real quick. I'm talking within seconds.
Ryan Bosak says that's a good thing. He heads up Superbam, which helps clients find their copyrighted material on YouTube and monetize it using Content ID. He says the system helps copyright owners reclaim what's rightfully theirs. Last year, they used Content ID to claim $2 billion in revenue.
You're talking a whole lot of money. It's a big business. It's a meaningful business.
Now, the automated system has come under fire for inappropriately flagging birds singing, loops of a cat purring. A few years back, a news channel uploaded a recording of a NASA mission, generating claims against other channels, including NASA itself. But Bosak says Content ID is important.
There's thousands of videos uploaded to YouTube every minute, right? A lot of those pieces of content contain some level of content piracy.
But Content ID doesn't treat all artists equally.
People like me who want to use it to protect our music were, it seems, very left out.
Maria Schneider is a musician who's kind of done it all. 7 Grammys, collaborations with David Bowie, a Pulitzer nomination. And her music is all over YouTube for free.
At the same time, I'm trying to sell a record on my own website. It's impossible to compete with free.
YouTube limits access to Content ID to about 9,000 movie studios, record labels, and publishers, whose material the platform says is most likely to be used without permission. Or, as YouTube puts it, folks who own today's hit song, scenes from a new movie, or the latest viral video. And Schneider isn't one of them. She's applied to use Content ID twice and been denied. She can manually report infringement, but she says that's not enough. So she's heading up a class action lawsuit that claims YouTube facilitates mass copyright infringement by limiting access to Content ID to only the most powerful copyright owners.
If we had the tools to properly protect ourselves from that free-for-all marketplace, it would be a game changer for us.
In a statement, YouTube says it's working to expand access while balancing the need to protect creators and other rights holders. The platform says it also offers other tools to protect copyrights and that content creators always have the right to dispute claims against them. I'm Peter Balanon Rosen for Marketplace.